Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news, and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State, and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Okay, class. We want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
we buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, TGIM, everyone. Another broadcasting week is starting for me. Your co-host is me tonight, as well as your host. I'm still looking for a new co-host, actually. So if anyone knows anyone, you can message me on Spybook if you know how to find me. Otherwise, you can email me, proof@freedomizerradio.com. I am looking to interview people. Anyway, if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So one of the biggest things that I wanted to get into today was Italy, if you have not heard. Italy has a brand new prime minister, and the globalist warned Italy's population that if they voted for Georgia, the lady's name is Georgia, that they're going to put sanctions on their own country. And the people said, I don't care. They voted for her because that's their version of Donald Trump. And she gets it. So I'm going to play a clip real quick here. I think it's Benny Johnson that I grabbed this clip from. But I'll do the subtitles here. And I see you there, Vito. I was going to play this clip real quick here. So, yeah, let me get Benny Johnson squared away here, and I'll read as the subtitles are going, because she's obviously in Italy, so she's speaking Italian, and there's English subtitles.
Giorgia Meloni is the first female prime minister just elected last night of Italy. She's incredible. She's a mother, she's a conservative, she's a Christian, and she is so based. Listen to this clip of her talking about what she believes. Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and celebrate this woman's election.
Potrei farne tante altre di queste domande. A monte c'è quella che ci facciamo oggi, perché la famiglia è un nemico? Perché la famiglia fa così paura? C'è una risposta unica per tutte queste domande. Perché ci definisce, perché è la nostra identità. Perché tutto quello che ci definisce in questo tempo è un nemico. Per chi vorrebbe che non avessimo più un'identità e che fossimo solamente schiavi, consumatori perfetti. E allora è sotto attacco l'identità nazionale, è sotto attacco l'identità religiosa, è sotto attacco l'identità di genere, è sotto attacco l'identità familiare. Non devo potermi definire italiana, cristiana, donna, madre, no. Io devo essere cittadino X, genere X, genitore 1, genitore 2, devo essere un numero. Perché quando sarò solamente un numero, quando non avrò più un'identità, quando non avrò più radici, beh, allora sarò lo schiavo perfetto in balia della grande speculazione finanziaria, il consumatore perfetto. E questa è la ragione per la quale oggi noi facciamo tanta paura. Questa è la ragione per la quale oggi questo appuntamento fa tanta paura. Perché noi non vogliamo essere dei numeri, noi siamo qui per dire che noi non siamo dei numeri, noi difenderemo il valore della persona umana, di ogni singola persona umana, perché ognuno di noi ha un codice genetico unico e irripetibile. E questo piaccia o no, ha del sacro. Lo difenderemo, difenderemo Dio, la patria e la famiglia, che fanno tanto schifo a qualcuno. Lo faremo per difendere la nostra libertà, perché noi non saremo mai schiavi e semplici consumatori in balia della speculazione finanziaria. Ecco la nostra missione, ecco perché oggi sono venuta qui. Scriveva Chesterton ormai più di un secolo fa, vediamo se ve lo trovo, fuochi verranno attizzati per dimostrare che 2 più 2 fa 4, spade verranno sguainate per dimostrare che le foglie sono verdi in estate, Quel tempo è arrivato, signori. Siamo pronti. Grazie.
The best part about, of course, this worldview is that it completely cuts the knees out from beneath the globalists who wish to control all of us. As she says there, I don't want to be gender X. I don't want to be race X. I don't want to be religion X. I don't want to be parent number one or parent number two. I want to be a person and somebody who is endowed by their creator with inalienable rights and somebody who has value, somebody who has my own DNA. They want, the central planners and the Marxists, they want to push us into a world that is totally and completely non-binary and where we can just be controlled and perfect little consumers. And, yo, this is an incredible moment in world history where you see now freedom-minded movements across Europe and across America rising up against the globalist totalitarians. And it is a beautiful, beautiful thing to see with mine own eyes. Pray for Georgia Maloney, and pray that we see a new dawning of freedom, nationalism, and populism across Europe and across America. It is the thing that is going to save our nations and the thing that is going to bring peace in this world. Nobody wants to be just a number on the World Economic Forum's ledger.
All right, so let me go ahead and I'm just going to read everything in subtitles. This is even more hardcore than anything Ron DeSantis might throw out there. So let me go ahead and share the speech that was played. The subtitles here, it's going to play and I'm going to read it. This is about what we are doing here today. Why is the family an enemy? Why is the family so frightening? There is a single answer to all these questions, because it defines us. Because it is our identity, because everything that defines us is now an enemy. For those who would like us to no longer have an identity and to simply be perfect consumer slaves. And so they attack national identity. They attack religious identity. They attack gender identity. They attack family identity. I can't define myself as an Italian Christian woman, mother, no. I must be citizen X, gender X, parent one, parent two. I must be a number because I am only a number while I no longer have an identity or roots. Then I will be the perfect slave at the mercy of financial speculators, the perfect consumer. That's the reason why. That's why we inspire so much fear. That's why this event inspires so much fear. Because we do not want to be numbers. We will defend the value of the human being. Every single human being, because each of us has a unique genetic code that is unrepeatable. And like it or not, that is sacred. We will defend it. We will defend God, country, and family. Those things that disgust people so much, we will do it to defend our freedom. Because we will never be slaves and simple consumers at the mercy of financial speculators. That is why I came here today. That is our mission. She's looking for something. Fires will be kindled to testify that two and two make four. Swords will be drawn to prove that leaves are green in the summer. That time has arrived. We are ready. Thank you. So she is right. That's why they want scams on people's faces. You're dehumanized. Nobody will see you as a person. You have 25% of Democrats that believe strongly that men can now get pregnant because Brandon legalized it. That's what we have. So if they could brainwash you, then they got you. And speaking of getting you, let me go ahead and grab Vito right now.
How are you, Proof? How's everything?
Hey, Vito. Thanks for calling in.
How are you? Well, media in America is labeling her Mussolini. I don't see anything wrong in what that woman has said. To be honest, I know there was an election coming up, but I did not know that there was a conservative like this speaking. I I honestly did not believe it when I saw that a woman won. And then I was listening to Glenn Beck today, and he was translating. He was reading also, the translation of what she said, and I was like totally floored by it. Like, oh my God, this woman is another Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, think better than looking, Donald Trump, personally.
Yeah, I would go. If you could get better than Trump, then go for it. And I think that she wants to bring Italy back to what it was.
Yeah, but if Mussolini was running right now, they would have his poster on everything talking about he's the perfect role model.
Absolutely. Because he is fascist or whatnot, he is part of the socialist engine. And they would vote for him just like there are Jews that would vote for Hitler in America if Hitler was running against Donald Trump. Make no mistake about it. All right? Hopefully she'll be able to make changes in Italy. I remember a few years back, there was a gentleman in Italy who was in politics by the name of Roberto Bossi, Bossi, B-O-S-S-I.
And
he wanted to, from what I remembered, he was saying enough, sending money to the South because the South of Italy is draining a lot of our money. There's a lot of welfare going on in Italy. People don't want to work. They're trying. I mean, in retirement, right? I'm making more retired than a doctor would be making in Italy. All right. They have to get out of the European Union. That's first and foremost. That's another drain on their economy.
We're talking about sanctions against Italy because of who they chose as president.
Yeah, well, they have to get out of the EU.
Yeah.
They basically have to join Britain in getting out of totalitarian. It's a regime that's running. There is unelected people running Europe right now. These are appointed people that are running Europe right now, and they are destroying Europe. They are destroying the European continent. You could buy a house in Italy right now, $40,000 in the South. You could buy a nice home in Italy for not much money. I mean, it is in the South, and the South is, in my opinion, I'm from the region called Puglia, and that's one of the most beautiful regions in the world. And Monopoly, and it's called Pulignano a Mare. Those two regions in that area are very expensive, but you go outside those areas on the water, you'll get a decent house for a not bad a price. And what she did, I would like to know the votes that she got, where they came from, because you have a big Nigerian problem in Italy. You have a big Albanian problem in Italy. The UN is big in Italy. It's also in that same region. It's south of Bari, Italy. The European Union, I mean, I will say it again, what the Nazis, the European Union did just that, and it's destroying Europe. It's killing Europe. You know, you can't the fishing industry in Italy is destroyed. You can't sell anything without approval of the European Union. You know, you want to farm, you have to be how would they put it? You have to be sanctioned. You have to be approved by the European Union to sell food. They decide what region sells what. You know, if you're a chicken farmer selling eggs in Italy, and the European Union turns around and says, you know what, now all eggs are going to come out of Germany, you're shit out of luck, man. You're done. Your industry is killed in Italy. Killed. You know, right after the EU came in, they killed the fishing industry in Italy. They set up fishing farms. They bought boats from private boats from fishermen, and they basically killed off the fishing industry. It just destroyed it. It is not what it once was.
Well,
you know, and this woman is a shot in the arm. She's a shot in the arm.
You know this is that. We're at that time where if more countries don't get up off their tuchus right now, the mark of the beast will be here.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, and it's coming here. Proof, if not, it already is. I think. You know, our government. You know what they're doing. With that executive order that he signed, you're not going to be able to eat food. Like, you know, you said, they're going to control, a friend of mine said, they're going to control every aspect of the food industry, from the growing it to you eating it. And it's going to kill a lot of us. It's going to
well,
set
that's
a lot
what they
of,
want,
to
build back
problems.
Better, to build
yeah.
back without you.
Well, they hate America, so,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it only makes sense, and our government is going along with this. This regime that we have right now in Washington is going along with it. And you know, hopefully people will wake up in November and in a couple more years and vote, you know, vote. Everybody out that needs to get voted out on. I mean, it apparently is doing something. Their push to the left has awakened apparently a lot of people. From what I understand, Gregory Meeks, his seat is in danger. He's in danger of losing seat to the Republicans. I find that hard to believe, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, well, Zeldin, I heard, has a very slight lead over Hochul.
Zeldin, I'm upstate right now, and I'm seeing a lot of Zeldin yard signs. I've also seen quite a few in Staten Island when I was in Staten Island last week. And it's given us hope that Hochul is going to be gone. You know, she wasn't elected. Yes, she is the first female governor of New York State, but she wasn't elected. And I would hope that the first elected female governor of this state is a female. You know,
and it's not because she's a woman, of course. It's just that you, if you're a terrible politician, just like Kamala, if you're a terrible politician, I don't care what color or gender you are. I don't care who you sleep with. I just care if you can lead people and if you can speak right. Well, thank you, Vito. I see Vito called, or Vito dropped here. I'll give him a second because I wanted to play something that John Fetterwoman said. There's Vito.
Yeah,
Vito,
I
want to play this 18-second clip for you real quick. This is John Fetterwoman. He was talking
okay.
yesterday.
Yeah.
And the Eagles are so much better,
than the Eagles.
No, no.
I have no clue what that chant even was.
Yeah, I heard it on. I was listening to Beck also today, and he brought it up that this guy, he had a serious medical episode, and he's not with it, man. All right, he meant to say Eagles are better than the Steelers because the Eagles are playing the Steelers this weekend, and he said the Eagles are better than the Eagles. And the people of Pennsylvania, if you're listening, you know, those that are listening to this show, if Fetterman gets voted in, God help the state. I have a home in the Poconos. This guy, he has no business. He has no business.
I don't see how this guy even won the nomination for the Democrat Party. He should have finished seventh out of six people.
Well, proof. Look, outside of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, you know.
I understand that Democrats vote in, but they had other candidates on the Democrat ticket.
Yeah, well, they liked this guy for some reason. I don't know why. They wanted him, and they got him. And now, you know, if Oz doesn't win, man, I feel, you know, it really breaks my heart how the Poconos was such a nice place. And look, when I was in the 2020 election, I was driving through Stroudsburg, and there were a lot of Biden signs in Stroudsburg, and I was like, what the hell are these people talking about? You know, you have a lot of blue collar workers that live there. They voted him in, and he got rid of all those union jobs now that were in Pennsylvania. That pipeline was going through Pennsylvania, and, you know, Biden killed the state, and the Democrat Party is killing the state. I forget the name of the state, the governor of Pennsylvania, but I didn't realize that this retard, and I'm going to call him a retard because this guy was living in his mother's house for how many years? Never had a job up until he became mayor of some town that he ran into the ground. And now he wants to release. He was on the parole board, from what I understand. And he found it very difficult for people being, you know, sentenced to life for murder. And he wants everyone that's incarcerated for murder, too, with a lifetime sentence, to release. And from what they're saying is he's walked that statement back. But that's in his heart. He's only walking it back, so it doesn't harm him, you know, in November. And he does not deserve to be a United States Senator, man. This guy's running to be a senator, and he's been a disaster. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
And it's not even because he's a Democrat and his policies suck. Because they do. This guy makes
they
the
absolutely
slot just look, look like Ron DeSantis's.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this guy's a train wreck. I said de Blasio was a train wreck. He was going to be worse than a train wreck than David Dinkins was when he was the mayor of New York City. When de Blasio was running for Congress, you know, they never mentioned him in the primary results. And it turns out that he pulled out of the primary, and they kept it. They didn't discuss. They never mentioned it. That he stopped. You know, he pulled out of the race for the congressional seat that he was running for in New York. And now he's in Harvard or Yale or whatever, poisoning the minds of the young. Scary stuff, man. Scary stuff.
It's just so bad that it's too bad that Dr. Oz really sucks as a candidate, though, but he's your best hope.
He's not beat. Yeah, I mean, Trump is endorsed him, but he's just not, the Republican Party is not pushing him. They're just not, they're not with it. And you know, makes me suspect of them also as to what they're doing behind the scenes.
Well, Dr. Oz said if he had to certify the election, it would be for Brandon.
He did say that.
He said that like a week or two ago, yeah.
Unbelievable. And they still have not explained the thing in Georgia on election night when they pulled all those suitcases out from under the table.
Right.
No one has still explained that. No one has explained that. And you know, we all know what they did that night.
No, yeah, we know.
You know, he wants to certify. Wow. Oh, man. You know, to choose your poison. You know, him or Fetterman.
Fetterwoman.
I'm not a lesbian. Yeah, he did that at a rally. And when I turn around and I say I'm a lesbian, I'm criticized for it. Can you imagine that? Sick world, man. Sick world. Yeah, I was in a McDonald's the other night on the thruway up by Schuyler in Schuyler, New York, at the rest stop. I walk into a McDonald's, and this woman comes up to me, and it looks like an older woman, earrings and all, lipstick, and I'm looking, I'm like, what the freaking dude, man? What the hell is going on in this world?
See, I don't get out much because I don't get to see those kind of people in public.
Proof. I was like, oh man. I was like, if you ever saw the movie A League of Their Own with John Lovitz, he's
the female baseball movie?
Player. Yeah, the female baseball movie.
Yeah.
When he's in this school and the woman's hitting the ball like crazy. And he says, all right, bring her over. And he takes a look, and he's like, what the? That's exactly the look I had on my face. Like, what? Oh, my God, man. This can't be taken. You can't tell me that there's nothing wrong mentally with this person. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, it's lunacy. It's the bottom line. It's just craziness. Just craziness. But, you know, hopefully Hochul gets voted out, man. Hopefully Zeldin wins. I'm praying Zeldin wins.
But how much would that change New York though? Because I realize
it won't get much worse.
But I don't know if he could change New York into like Glenn Youngkin in Virginia.
No, because he has to get rid of the state legislature. It has to change. I mean they have the majority. The Democrats do have the majority in the state legislature, but you know. I mean, they bring things to him that you can start vetoing stuff and start causing them trouble that way. Maybe that'll get people to wake up to you know, this is your state senator and it's killing your towns, killing your district. Murders are up in your district because we can't do nothing about it because just your state senator. You know, hopefully he'll play that game with them. You know, he'll play politics. You gotta start holding their feet to the fire. Hochul is not. You know, she's not doing anything.
Well, I just look at it like he won't be able to bring more pain, but I don't know if he can really stop much.
Well, like I said, he has the power of the pen. He could at least veto it and let them override his veto. That's all. You know, let them override it and then throw right back at them. I mean, it's a game now. You know, hopefully he plays that game, you know, the right way where he can get some of them removed or, you know, some of them will turn around and say, all right, you know, we have to fix something here. This is going to hurt us in the end.
And anything on New Jersey? Because I've heard nothing about New Jersey.
I've heard nothing at all about Jersey.
I hear exactly zero about the governor race here between Shitzak and Joe Lombardo.
I heard Lombardo. The Dems are the Republicans aren't supporting him as good as they should be.
Well, that's because Lombardo and Shitzak have been best friends for over 20 years, even before
wow.
Duke became sheriff. So, to me, it's like if you're watching The Simpsons and you got those two aliens that come down for Halloween, Kang and Krotos.
I haven't seen that one. I have to see that scene.
That's the Halloween episodes. They always come out with those.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. I'll check it out tonight when I'm shut down.
Anyway, it's basically you're getting this two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, maybe that's why they're not supporting them. Okay.
I don't. Yeah, they're not debating. They're not even planning on a debate. I don't know if there's any commercials or not. And I'll be honest, it's going to be hard for me to vote for Lombardo. I haven't even looked to see if there's a third party. I might consider it, but I, under any circumstances, don't want Shitzak, but I really don't want Lombardo. So maybe I vote for the lesser of evils, but if there's somebody that I feel, I'll check out their platform, and if I feel they're a good person, I'll vote for them. I'm not going to vote for somebody just to throw a vote away, but I'll look at what they're offering.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now it's I see your point. I mean, at least in New York, we have a good candidate with Zeldin. I he's a solid candidate, and you know, hopefully we could change what crazy insanity is going on in this state.
You know what's funny? You've been calling in here for what, about a year and a half, 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you've been talking about Lee Zeldin ever since I met you.
I have? Oh, really? Holy cow. Okay.
Because I remember us talking early about how Lee Zeldin's going to be the best candidate.
Yeah. Well, for the state, he's the only one. The only, I mean, Stepniak, she would have been good too, I think. But I think Zeldin is the go-to guy, and I really do think he's going to win. You know, if he could win a certain percentage of votes in New York City, he's got it. He's got it, lock, stock, and barrel.
All he has to do is come close in Manhattan. I think he has it.
Yep. Yep. You know, I mean, we had Hochul slamming the DA in Manhattan, the Manhattan DA, for the way he's been handling. There was one case where they call it the hatchet guy. Apparently, they had him a few times and they let him go, and he chopped up a McDonald's the other day.
Oh, that was the guy?
I believe that's the guy. Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that was the guy. I didn't, you know. I mean, you know, dude, hearing him speak when they interviewed him, the guy's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know why the police didn't take him to Bellevue and let Bellevue deal with it.
Bellevue is still open?
Oh, yeah, it's open and doing great. It's a busy hospital.
Let's see, there used to be Pilgrim also. I don't know if Pilgrim is still open.
No, I never heard of Pilgrim.
And then there was Kings Park, but that changed about 20, 30 years ago.
They had St. Vincent's. That's gone.
Yeah.
My
parents met at Kings Park. That's why I remember that. But
Kings Park is
it's
out
not what
Island.
You think. My parents were employed there at the psychiatric hospital.
Okay.
Don't worry. They both got paychecks. They were not prisoners there.
Okay. I hear you, man.
My mom was a nurse,
today,
and my dad was a porter, a maintenance man.
Yeah, today, for you to get admitted into a psych ward and kept, you got to really be nuts, man. Because they will let you go. The state wants nothing to do with you. They'd rather you be loose in the streets. And that's the issue. Mm-hmm. That's a big issue with a lot of the homeless people in this city. Are the homeless people. You know, but like let's hope November 8th everything gets
yeah,
fixed,
we're down
I
to
hope.
43 days.
A lot can happen in 43 days, Pooh. But Zeldin
well,
has handled himself.
There's a lot of ballots
in front of the media.
It already, I'm sure.
You know, he's handled. I mean, Hochul. You know, she's. I forget the commercial that she put out. I saw it the other day, and it was a blatant lie. What she put out there. I believe it had something to do with the January 6th and all the. It has something to do with the January 6th that. So many police officers were killed that day, and when that didn't happen,
right?
You know,
exactly.
For a fact, it didn't happen.
Yeah, but if they keep telling the lie, people will believe it.
Well,
that's just
Goebbels,
sad, though,
that's
because all the Democrats have, which is why they're all refusing debates. Hochul refused to debate with Zeldin, right?
No, she agreed to one debate, but not until. Well, after like a she gave him a date, I believe, but it's already after the mail-in ballots were sent in. They started the mail-in ballot process. So what's the sense? You know, you people may have voted, they may have been on the fence and voted for her, and now they're going to hear her lunacy now, you know, or however she's going to sugarcoat whatever. Whatever she says in the debate, and they're gonna have second thoughts. So it's too late. I voted for her already. So, you know, that's why these. You all right, Pooh?
Oh, I don't know what just happened.
You all right?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I just don't understand when they say that I'll debate you on October 30th. And the election day is November 8th, when 90% of the people already early voted.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's going to be her saving grace, is going to be the early votes. I think that's to her advantage.
I'm sorry, but if you refuse to debate somebody before, say, October 10th, you're a chump.
It should be in the state constitution that everyone should be debated so many times before a certain date, no questions asked, and that should happen in the state constitution. But you know, I didn't realize that it was November, October 30th, so close to the election. You know, and I don't even think they were going to put it on regular TV. They were going to put it on some other, they were going to do it via some other media, I think. I don't even think it was going to be on local television. Eh. you know, she'll be gone. I'm pretty certain she's going to get voted out.
Well, she's just not
Staten Island. She just doesn't listen. You know, she's got two nicknames. She's known as Kickback Kathy and Crime Wave Kathy.
Yeah.
So, you know, that should be more than enough to get her, to get people to open their eyes to vote against her, you know, to vote her out.
If she was at least a likable person, then maybe she would have a chance. But if you're not likable and you're a Democrat, if you can't even put on a good face for your people, then you're out.
Yeah,
because
they'll
do anything to support you, but if they can't trust you, and then you're done.
Cuomo had that ability.
Democrats will put up with a lot.
Cuomo had that ability to, you know, to be liked and still, you know, do what he did.
Yeah.
As did his father.
Yeah, but Hochul,
you know,
doesn't have that edge.
No, she doesn't. I don't even want to say it, but she's just a bitch.
Her and Nazi Pelosi at that Global Citizen Festival yesterday, and they got booed off the stage?
I know Nazi Pelosi was. I don't know about Hochul.
Oh, I saw some older female there in a white suit. I didn't know if that was her.
I think that was Pelosi in the white suit, no?
Oh, then there was two ladies. I just remember that I knew Pelosi was there, but I thought the second person was Hochul, but I could be wrong.
No, there were two ladies on the stage. The other one was some actress announcing Pelosi.
Oh, all right.
She got booed. Then again, I don't know, I don't know who was playing this global concert. I mean, if there were groups I liked, I would have gone there just to see them. You know, I don't really care.
I can't go to a Global Citizen Festival. Sorry. I'm not a globalist.
You know, I mean, it's like going to a Roger Waters concert and he's trashing our politicians. He's trashing Trump. He's trashing... did he trash Bush? I don't think he trashes Bush in his show.
Who's the one that just trashed Brandon?
Who
Roger
was it, say again?
Is it Roger Daltrey that trashed Brandon?
I don't know. I would be shocked if I would like to hear it. I'll research that tonight.
Somebody in Pink Floyd was trashing Brandon. That's all I know.
It had to be. The only one that would do that is... That political is Roger Waters. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, he's the only one that's out there. The other three are very well. One's dead.
Because I would never expect Pete Townsend to do anything.
No, Townsend. You know, his politics. He's with the globalists.
He's what?
You know, he's with the globalists, Townsend.
Oh, I was going to say, I never heard him talk politics.
Yeah, he mentioned it. He mentioned it once, he was leaning left. The way I understood what he was saying, he was leaning left. But then again, I could be wrong also. You know, I don't know.
I just don't remember hearing him one way or the other. But I know that most musicians lean heavily left, so I get it.
Yeah, true that. That is true.
I don't know what the Democrats give them.
No, I couldn't tell you.
I mean, if Britney Spears is out there supporting Brandon, I don't know what Brandon's going to do for her.
Britney Spears is supporting
Biden. I'm just throwing names out there. I can't verify anything.
Okay.
I'm just giving an example.
What? I know I remembered, if I'm not mistaken, I saw a lot of Taylor Swift out there supporting Biden, you know, for the election in 2020. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think she's as dumb as a, out of bounds here. She's as dumb as a box of rocks, if you ask me. But, you know, she's a good entertainer. But politically speaking, she's dumb.
Yeah, but that's the average entertainer, though. But those are the ones that can tell you how to vote.
Yeah. Oh, even Madonna. Madonna, if I had a missile, what'd she say? If I had a bomb, she would blow up the White House?
Yeah.
Like, really? You know.
Yeah, but if you said it now while Brandon's in office, you're
oh,
you're
my
in
God. The FBI would come to your house. They would come lock you up, man. Just like they locked up that that pro-life person.
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
It's a shame what they did to him, Proof. This DOJ is completely out of control.
Yeah, I want to play the Dan Bongino clip on that from today. It's like 4 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Merrick Garland is entirely 100% wedded walking down the aisle with the liberal kook communist lunatics on weaponizing these departments to attack Americans. Look at this. Mark Houck is the pro-life speaker's name. He's Catholic too, Joe, so that's two big check marks against him. Catholic and pro-life, bro. You better, I'm telling you right now, you better have cameras at your house. It's only a matter of time for the FBI comes knocking on your door, too. I mean, next thing you know, you'll show up at a Trump rally, and forget it. You'll have Merrick Garland personally execute that warrant, sniveling little buffoon. They note that the warrant they charge this pro-life speaker with violating the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act due to a claimed attack of a patient escort at an abortion clinic. Which is fascinating because this charge comes from an incident that had already been thrown out by the district court in Philadelphia, but was somehow picked up by Merrick Garland's Department of Justice. And again, the FBI playing along again. This is not a serious law enforcement entity. Folks, what else do you need to hear? Guy, if I go to just stop me because I know I please. Yeah, I'm serious. Give me another minute. What else do you need to hear? I don't say this in a condescending way to the conservatives who are like, what do you mean, Dan? We're with you. You don't have to lecture. I'm not lecturing you. To the swampy Republicans, some of whom listen to my show, and some Democrats. I do because I Democrats as well because I get your messages. Some of them are particularly nasty. What else do you need to hear? Oh, Dan, they're just enforcing the law in an even-handed manner. Really? Hey, Joe, do you remember all those arrests of all those people who, after the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe, remember all those arrests and perp walks for the people who attacked abortion clinics? Remember that we played them on the show? Remember that video?
What?
Wait. Joe's a little... go to your library. You have a library of these discussions. Joe's like, what the, are you talking about? Because there are none.
No!
There are none. No! There are none. Zero. Donut. Goose egg. What about all the arrests, Joe? The perp walks? Oh, the people who showed up at Amy Coney Barrett's house and Kavanaugh's house. Do you have that in the library?
I can't find that.
He can't find it. Do you have a search function or anything like that? Come on, man. Get with the times. The guy's just not tech savvy. He's an old radio guy. He just can't keep up with the technology. Come on. Get the freaking search button, bro.
Because no.
yeah, of course it's not there.
Holy
of course
crap.
He can search. Joe's actually pretty tech savvy.
No.
But it's not there because we don't freaking have it. So tell me again how graffiti, firebombs, breaking windows, gluing door locks at pregnancy centers, crisis pregnancy centers, right? I'm sorry if I said I misstepped in the beginning, I said abortion. At pregnancy centers and pro-life institutions, tell me how doing that and not finding a single person. You don't have a fingerprint. You don't have DNA. You don't have video. Because the FBI and DOJ are not serious law enforcement entities. Period. The only way you're going to stop this is by voting right. Again, I'm not suggesting the election is going to change everything or that Republicans are the solution to all your problems. I'm simply telling you the Democrats, the DOJ, and the FBI are the cause of all your problems. So I'll take my chances with the one side, the Republicans, that at least have a few people, not all, that understand the depth of the problem. I'll take my chances. The world isn't full of easy solutions, just marginal ones. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my Clips channel at rumble.com/BonginoClips.
So I'm trying to understand how it is that Merrick Garland can feel good about sending FBI to dude's house after the case was already thrown out.
Well, I don't know how they could go about it. It was already a federal court from what I understood Bongino saying. All I will say is this man was considered for the Supreme Court of the United States, and thank God he didn't get in. Right, and those agents that went and participated in this raid, especially the ones that put the handcuffs on the guy, shame on them, man, for what they did. Shame on them. Shame on them, because it's going to blow back on them. This is all going to blow back on them. All of it's going to blow back, because I don't know how they could get around it if the judge dismissed it or whoever dismissed it on a federal level, how you could take it upon your own and do it again, lock them up. I mean, criminal defense lawyers are going to have a field day with this.
See, I don't even know really how they were able to execute this, and I also don't know how this is going to go down in Merrick Garland's courts.
It's, well, again, the district court threw it out. I can't see it not happening again. I mean, they got an arrest warrant for him, you know.
Do they just expect this guy to not sue Merrick Garland and company?
Well, you know, there's going to be repercussions from this. I honest to God believe this is going to go south on the DOJ really quick.
Well, and we thought the Trump raid at Mar-a-Lago was out of control. This is way worse.
Well, as he said, the FBI has been weaponized. He said, Bongino said, and I kind of agree with it, they have to fire everyone in the FBI, start from new.
Well, I think anybody that's just a entry level, I think they might be okay, but supervisors and up, I think, need to go.
Yeah.
Unless they're whistleblowers. If they're whistleblowers, they could stay.
Yeah, but Proof, this is the problem. The whistleblowers, if it does get fixed, you wouldn't want to whistle. From a managerial point of view, you wouldn't want these whistleblowers in the FBI. You want them gone too. You don't know if they're going to, you know, open their mouth on something that I did. You know, I'm just saying. My question is,
whistleblowers coming out, what's being done? I just don't feel good about that.
Can't.
If you want to give them an early retirement and pay them a little extra, I get it. But just
absolutely.
To fire them,
absolutely,
I can't look at them in the same regard as the problem.
Now, I mean, look, they're coming forward, and they are exposing a lot of stuff going on. But the bottom line is, what is being done about it?
Well,
what is our government,
not much right
what,
now,
is, what is our Congress
because
doing about
the whole, when the whole system's been weaponized, They're not going to be able to do anything now until they get a DeSantis type in there who could clean some house. Right now, they're doing exactly what the globalists want.
Yeah. You know, I believe
that we should not be living in a land where people that come out and are whistleblowers, that I just don't feel they should be the ones that get punished, and the ones that do the crime are being hidden.
Well,
but like I said, if
you're going to
offer them some retirement, I'm good.
Listen, if that's what gets it, if that's what gets the ball rolling, fine. Take care of them. I mean, look, we had, in the NYPD, we had corruption going back to when Serpico exposed it. And my belief, his reason for exposing it was not to bring down corruption, but I think it was to cover his ass, so to speak. Because there was rumors that of his sexuality back then. And, I think that's the main reason why. Do you remember the movie when he's in the bathroom?
No.
When the in the movie Serpico, when his actor's in the bathroom, he's in the bathroom and the lieutenant goes up and asks him if he was, sucking on his... on his penis. I never understood why that scene was put into the movie, and they never clarified it, in my opinion. And it, from what I've been told, that's why he went out and exposed the corruption in the NYPD, was to save his own ass from being brought out, because back then being gay or even bisexual was a big no-no in the police department.
Yeah, I remember that was on Barney Miller, where that was a big
a big no-no, and that was his motivation for coming forward, exposing the corruption. Not that he wanted to end the corruption, because obviously it never ended, because then you had the Buddy Boys in the 7-7, which I got caught up in, when that whole thing fell, and then you had Michael Dowd with the 7-5 policing. Right after that, they turn a blind eye to it. Is something going to really be done about it? If nothing's going to be done about it, then why are we discussing it? Why are we discussing it? The one issue that I can't understand how they can't stop corruption, the politicians themselves are corrupt. For sure Pelosi is. With all the money she made from all her insider trading, the information that she got from being a congresswoman. Even Feinstein, I believe, is caught up in that nonsense.
But I will tell you, I do like the Eagles better than the Eagles. I much prefer Don Henley, Don Felder, and Glenn Frey more than I like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Correct. Absolutely. Instead of trying to say he was trying to say the Eagles and the Steelers, but there was nothing remotely similar, nothing remote. It came close to Steelers, what he was saying. He said Eagles twice.
The Eagles. That's exactly
Steelers,
how I heard
the
it.
The Eagles. I like the Eagles better than the Eagles. So that's it. But, you got Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, New York City and Buffalo. So goes those two cities. That's how the rest of the state goes.
California goes with San Francisco and Los Angeles, so that's how they roll.
Yeah.
And that dude really thinks he's the next president.
Who, Newsom?
Gruesome, yeah.
Oh, come on. Does he really think he's got a shot?
Oh, you didn't hear last week he wanted badly to debate DeSantis. DeSantis said no. But he can't wait to debate
DeSantis. There's no reason to debate him. There's no reason to debate him because he's not running for president, and neither is DeSantis. So what are we debating over?
I wouldn't say no to that just yet. I think both of them are the front runners for each party.
I can't see Newsom even being a credible candidate. Man, it would be like Beto O'Rourke running for office. It's a joke. I mean, when he was the mayor of San Francisco, he said he was going to end homelessness, and it got worse. It got worse.
Well, Governor Gruesome single-handedly made sure you all was set up for the last few years.
Who was set up proof?
Governor Gruesome was you all's best salesman.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
More people moved out of California than any other state since COVID.
I mean, now people in California could buy a gun and not worry about it.
So how are you going to run the country when you can't even run your state?
You couldn't run a city and you couldn't run the state.
Right.
You know, so. Yeah.
But the average Democrat says he looks cool.
Yeah. He's got his hair slicked back.
Yeah.
There's no way I can.
He's a health conscious person, just like Adolf Hitler was.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And Hitler
yeah,
was
but
a socialist like
he's on the short list. I'm telling you, it's either him or Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady.
Yeah, they're saying Hillary might throw her name in the hat.
That would be an embarrassment.
Yeah. But... you know, she has no shame.
And I don't know if Kamala would run.
Nah. She's got no shot. She has no shot whatsoever of running for president.
No.
Not
but
possible.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if they trot Brandon out there again. And it would not shock me at all.
Well, they could. I mean, really, if Michelle Obama runs, Hillary's going to run against her. You know,
I don't think
gonna,
the
or,
run up against Michael. I think even Stevie Wonder can see that being an L for the Clinton team.
Or I think that if Michelle Obama runs, Hillary Clinton will not be long in this world. I think they will have to silence her. Because she got, Obama was selected over her when they were running against each other. You know, the deal was broken that Obama would be the nominee.
Yeah, but if you are not running. Remember, Democrats are not running off of issues. They're running basically as, I'm not Trump, I'm for abortions,
correct.
And remember January 6th. Those are their three events. So if you don't have any substance and you're not debating, then you can roll a Michael Robinson Obama out there. She's a nice lady. So you have people that were turned off by Brandon. And they would roll back to that plantation to vote for Big Mike again.
Yep.
I'm sorry. If, even if it's Newsom versus Big Mike, Big Mike mops the floor with Newsom.
Yeah.
Now remember, you don't even have to debate issues because it's all about likability.
I just don't see. I don't like neither of them.
Oh, I don't either, but who else are they going to roll out there?
Yeah.
I don't see one other person that can make a difference in the Democrat Party.
No. No, you're right. You're right.
I'm sorry.
None are coming to mind.
There's nobody out
none
there unless they want
to
roll Tulsi Gabbard, but I don't think that's the last thing they would ever do.
No, they would not. Yeah, she would kill them. She would destroy that party. You know, she would expose them to the real fraud that they are.
But that's the options. I don't know where they're going to get Bernie. They're going to get Pocahontas again, who's 75.
I know they could throw Bernie out there. He's likable.
Yeah, likable on 82. I don't know about that.
Yeah, and we've seen very little of him. You know.
Yeah.
Even New York State, we've seen very little of Gillibrand. I haven't seen nothing of her.
I haven't either.
Nothing of her. Well, when she comes up for election, she'll be back out there.
Yeah, but they won't let Bernie win, so maybe he will come out there and he'll get his payoff to get the Democrat base rolling again.
Yeah. They could use him to energize them, absolutely.
Yeah, I call him the Pied Piper because his job is to just lead everybody through the forest playing his magic flute and then just drop them off at the insert Democrat here.
Exactly, Proof. Wow, incredible. Great observation.
Well, it's what it is.
Yeah, great observation, Proof. Great observation, absolutely.
Yeah, in my country, we call them frauds.
Yeah. We know he's a fraud. I mean, we know Sanders is a fraud.
He might believe in communism, but as far as him being a legitimate candidate and knowing what he's done or knowing that people don't like him enough and he's not electable and he's going to go out there and do the same tired line and let it happen again to him, yeah, he's a fool. Or he's not a fool.
Well,
he's getting paid for it.
He's not a fool, yeah, but he's old. You know, he knows he's up there in age. He's not going to be around much longer. You know, maybe he wants to make his wife a few extra dollars.
Oh, and they don't have anybody under age 50 at all. There's nobody that I could see that's presidential material on the Democrat side.
On the Democrat,
right now,
no.
Or not right now, but even next election in 2028.
This is true.
There is no hot new Democrat. There is no it person.
I mean, they may try and push Sinema. I mean, she is likable.
I don't think they like her enough.
Yeah, well, because she's fiscally, she is conservative, but she did go along with this Inflation Reduction Act.
Right.
She did go along with them. So who knows what was promised. And it's funny to see that whatever they promised Manchin for his vote, now they're saying they can't give it to him. So
right.
So let's not appropriate the money now. It's over. They just kill the bill. That's it.
Then, like Joe Manchin is surprised.
Yeah. I mean, he's you know, you want to talk about a fool? He's a fool.
Yeah.
he is an absolute fool. But, you know, you had the, like the guy from Nevada. Was that guy from Nevada? The one that, that was a Republican and then, sided with the Democrats.
I don't know who you're talking about.
His name. I forget his name. He was, the Democrats twisted his arm a lot of times. Oh, my God.
Oh, Harry Reid?
On the impeachment. No, not Reid. No, Reid is a Democrat. This guy was a Republican. And I believe he was from Nevada.
We don't have any Republicans in office right now. No Congress, no Senate, no governor.
I believe, oh, my God. He was part of, he was in on the impeachment of Trump. He was like the break. He was the deciding vote. No. No, he's been out of office a few years now.
Ian Heller?
No. No, that's not familiar. Eh, it'll come to me later on.
All right. It wasn't anybody from Nevada then.
It could have been proof he was from down there. It may have been Utah, not Utah. Maybe New Mexico.
Well, there's Mitt Romney in Utah.
No, it wasn't Romney, for sure. This guy at the last second changed his vote. I forget his name. No worries. It'll come to me later.
All right.
But, you know, driving, all the driving I've been doing proof. There's a lot of cornfields that I've been noticing. They haven't harvested anything. I don't know why they're not harvesting it, but they're just endless acres and acres and acres of corn that I've seen in Ohio, in upstate New York.
Yeah,
even in I think they, it was either Maryland or Delaware when I was down on bike week in Ocean City, that there were, we drove past cornfields. I just can't forget was Maryland or Delaware.
Yeah, I just, well, Vito, it's that time again in the show.
You going to cut off early tonight?
No. No, as long as I got somebody to talk to, if I'm talking to myself, I'll bounce.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I hear
we
got
to play the new Broccoli Man of the Week.
There you go.
See, I talk all day on the phones for my day job, so if I have to come in here and sit here for 3 hours by myself, I don't physically have the voice for it. You hear me coughing up a lung already.
Yeah.
But I can't do 3 hours by myself anymore. Unless I didn't work my day job. If I did, then I can't talk that much. I will physically sit here, try to talk, and nothing comes out of my vocal cords. So that's why I try to cut out early if I'm by myself.
Yeah.
So we have a brand new Broccoli Man I debuted yesterday.
All righty.
So this one is called More Mondegreens, and, of course, a mondegreen is misheard song lyrics.
It's what's a mondegreen?
Misheard song lyrics. Like Jimi Hendrix,
okay.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Okay. Misused song lyrics. Okay.
Or Creedence Clearwater Revival. There's a restroom on the right.
There's a bathroom on the right. Absolutely.
There's a bathroom rising. There's a restroom on the right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're watching it, If you're watching it, I sent you a link.
I'm driving right now, so I can't do it.
All right, well, cool. I won't worry about it then. All right, well, let's play it. All right, so three, yeah. Two, one, action.
Not green, dude. It's time I bring you to the gene therapy center once and for all. We need to deal with the cause even this instant. You are supporting Magan nor Brandon nor Governor Scheer at Zach. Maybe if you get a dose against COVID and moneypox, you'll perhaps be more compliant.
I will never ever in my life ever support Brandon, any of the squad, or Governor Shizak. They offer nothing except communism.
Exactly, green dude. We support hardcore communism. Most people do not care so long as they have no Trump as president. Them dolts and nincompoops who rather eat bugs and go to the FEMA camps than have Trump as president again, sir. And FEMA camps definitely do not exist. If you think that a FEMA camp may one day be built, you are a conspiracy theorist and we will take you to the FEMA camp.
Well, I ain't interested. And also I ain't never scared. You can try to get me to take those death shots, but I'm not trying to hear that mess.
Oh, come on, green dude. You act your ish don't stink. I am like Selena Gomez when she sings I'm farting carrots. I'm farting carrots. I would be so honored to be in a carrot field with you.
That's not the song. She is singing about being 14 carats and in jewelry. Not 14 carats as in something you put up your bunghole.
Now you look here, you little biznitch. You are going to leave what I do in my 1993 Geo Metro while studying pictures of junk out of this discussion. I'm positive Selena Gomez is singing about farting carrots. Now let's go to that FEMA camp that does not exist.
Well, let me show you the door to this office. It is exactly right behind you. Please move in that direction.
Ha ha, green dude. Very funny. Now let's get you to the vaccination center right this instant. Today if you get a gene therapy, they will provide a free ice cream cone for every gene therapy you have injected. Even if you pass away, they will still honor your free ice cream cones. Just like the great rapper Missy Elliott sang in 2002, come get your free cone. Come get your free cone. Come get your free cone. Get your free cone.
Okay, now I know you are joking with me.
There is no joke here, green dude. I am serious. Moneypox is a bad, bad virus, sir. You do not want moneypox. Someone died from moneypox once a few months ago. A few children and even a dog got moneypox from sexual encounters, sir. Even the CEO of Liesnick had another heart attack yesterday after receiving another booster, which is a complete coincidence. He has had 53 gene therapies so far. He has only had 12 heart attacks and has had COVID only 41 times since getting his first booster. Just imagine how worse it would be if he did not get the juice.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds a coincidence. I have had zero gene therapies. Which means I had zero heart attacks and have had COVIDs exactly zero times as well.
Well, that's the problem, green dude. You racists only think about yourselves. That's why you are too extreme, green dude.
Please explain to me how not wanting to get sick and die from a gene therapy means I hate other people. Especially when even the CDC means that people without gene therapies are not getting sick and are not a threat to others.
Do you think I bloody care about what the CDC has to say? I only care about what G-Lobalist, Serge Garros and Gil Bates say, sir. If them says you bees is a domestic terrorist threat for whatever reason, then you bees is a domestic terrorist threat.
Okay. So you are telling me you have no mind of your own and only do what globalists say?
precisely green, dude. By the way, is that air conditioning I am feeling? I am feeling a bit nipply up in this something that car.
Yes. We keep the air 80 degrees. I doubt it is cold in here.
Guess what, green dude? We banned air conditioning. Soon your office will be paying to remove your air conditioner, sir. We must take away every advantage that humans have had since the 1400s so we can bring feudalism back. We are the 1% and deserve every bit of today's comfort of living. You 99% never do rights and cisgendered humans will get the wrath of the 1% until we can legally bring all your to those FEMA camps. That is, you not exist.
What makes you think you can bring 7 billion people across Earth into FEMA camps?
Who bloody told you that FEMA camps exist? Now because you falsely accused us of having FEMA camps, we must right away bring you to the local FEMA camp in this county. Now it's time to remove those dungarees and show me some delicious kumquats.
Hey, that's great. Well, nice seeing you again. Let me call security and have them carry you out of the building.
Okay, I have an idea. We can instead go to the library. There will be a drag queen story time today. You can go as my date and you can help me round up all the hot dog mats and pizza napkins so we can diddle some new childrens. I sure could go for some walnuts today. We're having a barbecue today in front of the library as we read on the latest episode of Play Dude and Play Non-Binary. You'll have to bring your own plastic bags to the barbecue though.
Why would I want to go to a drag queen story time? And why would I bring bags with me?
You want to go because I am making a demand, sir. You are bringing plastic bags because I know Thaibes is green, dude. Just like Paul Young sang in the 1980s, every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you. Don't go against Paul Young, sir.
Oh dear. Yes. Well, that's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be a yeah for me, dog. Today we're dressing up like that Canadian woodshop teacher with size 150 triple Z boobs. If the childrens want a candy, they have to show us something and then we provide like it is Halloween. Then we provide them with a trick. They are even bringing food and for us to do tricks on.
I can show you something right now. It's called a door.
Governor Shiratzak will even be there, sir. Since he is not debating anyone on this campaign, he is available for drag queen story time. Remember, he did us a solid and required all schools to put tampon vending machines in the men's restrooms. He is going to win re-election, green dude.
That loser has a 19% approval rating and all his campaign pictures are with Brandon. Brandon is the most hated and most inept president ever. Why can't the governor debate his opponent like every other time?
Because, sir, he is a Democrat. Democrats do not have to debate. Either you want him to win re-election, or you need to have us call you out publicly for being a racist, a sexist, a genderist, a homophobe, a pedophobe, a bestiality phobe, and a domestic terrorist threat. We are better people than Republicans. We just have to say we hate Trump so the masses will vote for us.
If you ideas are so great, then why would you not want to talk to your people and debate your opponents? Are you scared that people do not want to give up their property and live in a FEMA camp? So every Democrat candidate hides in their basement until the feds can print up enough votes by a Chinese printing firm to make sure you win?
That tears it now, green dude. You're not going to spill a playbook out to all those dolts and bandy wastes out there. Plus you will again cited that you have knowledge of said FEMA camp. Now I am detaining you. I am personally going to redo your rights. You will come here with your pants down. Anything you say can and will be twisted in a court of law to make sure we secure a guilty plea. If you have an attorney, you will not be using them. Instead, we have our own appointed attorneys who will also help in said guilty plea. Do you understand?
Looks like I am going to have to deal with the wiretap right now. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and press listen live to keep up to date on all the anti-New World Order news. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and a lot of news you need to know about to help fight globalists. freedomizerradio.com.
Now you need to zip it. Zip it good. When a problem comes around, you must zip it. Do you understand me, you little busy? Just for that outburst about freedomizerradio.com, I am now going to have a visual thorough inspection of your junk. For all we know, you could be hiding a hunting rifle, a machete, or an air conditioner inside your junk. You thinks you bees is a comedian green dude, but I will get the last laugh today. I am going to now inspect this junk and you will be required to accompany me at the drag queen story time right this instant. I am going to roast those walnuts and chestnuts on that open fire today.
All right, so that was an episode.
That's not bad. You know, speaking of gene therapy, I think today, I'm not sure which pharmaceutical, but they announced that they want to give children the COVID vaccine, but lower dosage.
Yeah, well, there's nations out there that say that they are they're refusing to give people under the age of 50 any gene therapies.
You know, in this country, parents are going to run and they're going to hold their kids' arms out to jab them.
Yeah.
I tell you, I was out picking up a load the other day. It's still the lunacy that's out there. And I was talking to some woman through bulletproof glass. There's like a little slot, you know, to put a pen and a piece of paper through. And she was wearing a mask on the other side.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is crazy shit, man.
Well, that's just like when that lady yesterday or 2 days ago that won the presidency in Italy. That's the reason they want those scams, is because it dehumanizes. They want to take humanization out of everybody. They want you to be non-binary so you can literally be a consumer of everything.
Yeah.
They just want you programmed.
Well, we'll see how it's going to go, you know, how Italy's going to fare in a couple of years once these COVID vaccines start to kick in. At the Eagles.com website, reduced the Italy population by like 50%, almost 50%. So,
yeah, well, it's not like Deagle is 100% though.
No, but like I said, it's out there, and we'll see what happens. But wouldn't it be crazy if they were right? Oof.
Hey, we have somebody else that wants to join the conversation. It's our partner in crime, Bianchi.
Yo.
Yo. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
Hello, sir.
I'm doing all right. Until I read this newspaper article up in Massachusetts where these guys robbed a damn train. Just like they used to do in Western Day. They robbed the the light rail.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Went down the aisle robbing passengers like they used to do back in the stagecoach days, man.
Wow. That reminds me. Did you hear about the guy? I don't know if it was Saturday or yesterday. There's a guy that robbed 5 different banks. And got caught all 5 times after they robbed the bank. They got caught. and they got their ticket to appear in court, and then they robbed another bank like half hour later.
It had to be New York.
Yeah. But he robbed five banks in a matter of like 8 hours. And he had to stop. The only thing that slowed him down was he was given his little ticket to appear in court.
Well, how did he get the ticket? Did the police give it to him on the spot?
No,
they bring you in. They bring, not to cut you off. That what they do is when they lock you up, they give you a desk appearance ticket. They fingerprint you. They run your fingerprints. Once your fingerprints come back, you have no warrants. You have nothing else pending. They give you a court date on a piece of paper and see you on that date.
You mean the police does this?
Yeah, this is a system that they had in place for many, many years. But they just expanded it with
crazy.
Bail reform. Tell me.
Well, it allows a person to do exactly what you just said, seen him do.
Yeah, desk appearance tickets now. Everything now is a desk appearance ticket. You could commit anything short of murder, you're going to get a desk appearance ticket.
Well, in Chicago, you can have second-degree murder, and you don't have to have a cash bail.
Yeah, but if you were that father of seven that is a Christian pastor, then you'll go to jail.
You're right, and that's another case where the FBI is completely off the chain.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, completely
and there's
off
no
the chain.
Proof. There is no proof that he even did what they said they're claiming he did. That's the crazy
thing. The local
thing.
Police.
Supposedly he violated the state act.
Mm-hmm. The local police and the sheriff, and how they have what's called jurisdiction, territorial jurisdiction over federal office. And they got a right to issue a legal command. I was looking at that one video where this ATF agent went to this home to confiscate a shotgun that was purchased. I guess they found out later, beyond the 3 days period, that something was wrong. And the wife, she would not answer. She wouldn't let open the door for him, so she called the police. The police come and ask the man, the agent, who are you, and so on. Then the police officer told him to lay down on the ground. And he said, I wasn't. He ain't. And he must have told him to lay on the ground about 17 times. Then another cop came and told him the same thing. I think he might have even tased him and made him lay on the ground. How the hell are you supposed to know who this person is and you standing away from him about 50 feet? And he's saying that he's a federal agent.
They want him in a position where they could, you know, just in case he's not, you know, until they get it
federal
all ironed
agents,
out.
When they, federal agents, and he was there serving a warrant by itself. You don't know who the hell that man is. That's unusual. But they
I've
should check in to the local
serving
authority.
A warrant by themselves.
Yeah. They should check in with the local authority.
Yep.
And hell, in some cases, they had a case there in St. Louis where they never showed the man the warrant. Was walking out with his tables, sent a drone in the house up the steps as the wife was coming down the steps. These people are beyond fictional stories, man.
It's corrupt, bro. It's corrupt, man. And they have weaponized the FBI, and now it's just it's like almost the military arm of the Democrat Party. That's all it is.
Yeah. Then you got these groups of illegals want to sue Governor DeSantis. Tell me, what type of legal standing do illegal have? And you got these non-profit organizations that's token.
I want to know how a sheriff in Texas doesn't have to investigate what's going on in his own state, but he can investigate a Florida governor who's sending people to Massachusetts.
Yeah,
he's in
Texas.
What does it matter to him?
When politicians in Texas are doing the same exact thing.
Right.
Well, that sheriff is, where is it, New Mexico, you say? He's the same as the guy, the police officer, the sheriff there with the Dalvis school shooting. He's part blood of the people that's coming in there illegal. So they have some sympathy to him. They turn their back. Right. And that Dalvis that got completely out of control when people got killed. You got a teacher that leaves the door propped open where he came in.
And the police stood down?
The police stood down.
And they started arresting parents who tried to go in the building to help their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. People come across the border all the time. They just turn their back. It might be their cousin or something. You know, I hate to say it, fellas, but I think we in trouble.
Yeah. I think we're in deep, dark waters, man. We're in deep, dark waters, and it's only we're foundering, bro.
Yeah, I just feel as though if Brandon loses the Senate and the Congress, November, December, January, them's going to be some good times right there.
Well,
because they're not going down quietly.
No. Oh, and they're going to claim election fraud. Oh, election fraud.
Yeah, can you imagine Charlie Crist claiming election fraud against DeSantis?
Dude, that dude is one messed up dude, man.
I remember, what was it, a week or two ago when he said that on day one he's going to mandate all gene therapies for COVIDs and moneypox, and on day one he's going to mandate everybody wear scams?
In Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly why people move from California to Florida.
Yeah. Oh, proof. You got to hope that they don't take that cancer with them that votes Democrat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You hope that they don't still have that, you know, they can't help the vote but Democrat. You know,
but the state of Florida has more registered Democrats than any other state in the United States, though. Including Texas.
No. That's interesting to know. I wonder how many of them are real.
Well, with the way that people flocked to go live there over the last 2 years, I think most of those people are legit.
Hopefully they'll keep the sanity and they'll do the right thing and vote Republican.
You know the funny thing? And that story with that ATF agent, when they handcuffed him, was ordering him to get in the car. You know what he started howling? This is a white agent. Because you know what he started howling? I can't breathe.
Yeah. I can't breathe.
Well, I don't know if this is our last hope or not, but I don't know. I think we're somewhere in between, because I don't think that while there should be a huge blowout, I don't think there'll be a huge blowout, but I do think that there will be enough seats to give Republicans some victories, but I don't. I don't see it as a win at all for Democrats, but I don't see it as a huge win for Republicans like they think.
Well, Dems are worried. I mean, look at Georgia with the governor race. You know, Stacey
Abrams. Yeah, Stacey Abrams is about done, and Warnock is done, too. Herschel Walker got that.
Yeah. I think Abrams shot herself in the foot big time with that comment she made about the sonogram,
heart
whatever
beat.
It is.
Yeah, babies don't have heartbeats.
With the harpy, yeah. Yeah.
Womack is on record being
Warnock.
Supportive of abortion through the ninth month.
Raphael Warnock.
He's for abortion?
Through the ninth month, and he's a preacher.
Oh, my God, man.
I'm sorry. Herschel Walker is one of the most famous people in the state of Georgia. He's not losing.
Wow. I hope he wins.
Yeah,
he's
a preacher.
I think
he preaches in that church that Martin Luther King used to preach in, but I'm not sure. But they put out flyers, him and Oshkoff, and both of them support the right to have abortion through the ninth month.
That's New York State, too, man. New York State, we had a 28-week rule. Anything after the 28th week had to be for the health of the mother or, if the, you know, the baby, you know, had a health issue that, you know, get the abortion.
Yeah.
And then they took it away. They removed the 28th week, and I turn around and I say, so you could basically get an abortion up until the ninth month. And they said, no, you can't get an abortion in the ninth month. I said, then why did you remove the 28 weeks? Why was the 28-week rule removed? And they can't answer that.
Isn't that like in the sixth or seventh month?
Yeah, that's the you're going through the seventh month.
Yeah. I was born 5 weeks early, so that's all I know. So,
you know, I mean, 28 weeks, you know, that's a long time.
Yeah, you can count five fingers and five toes at that point.
Well, they're saying, I forget who said it, and I forget the exact time frame, but baby has fingerprints like within the first 2 months, I think.
And you could see the baby's face in some of the sonograms when they, I don't know if you heard about that, but they eat certain foods.
Yeah, well, especially now with the technology today, I mean, it's so detailed. You can see everything now. I mean, it's even more.
Yeah, so if the mother eats
defined.
An apple, then the baby tastes it, and he likes apples,
yeah.
Or she likes apples,
yep.
and you see the smile on the face.
Yep, but yet those sonogram machines, they make artificial heartbeat sounds. Just so men could control women. She said that.
I just think we as a society are kind of done with this pitting people against each other. I'm done with it. I'm so tired of hearing about it.
Yeah,
and,
but
and
there are those that want to keep it alive.
We're the same
though.
Skin color, and we're the same size, and come from the same area, then... You could hate on me because I don't have anything stating that I hate being a white male. So I'm considered cisgender, which is supposed to be the most evil thing. Being comfortable
right.
in your own skin is worse than being a Nazi.
That's all the same as, yeah. True. That's how they put it.
Yeah, so you're supposed to want to be gay, or you're supposed to be yearning to be that inner female, and if you're not, then something's wrong with you.
No, they're forcing it. It's the way they are. They're forcing it on us.
So I'll let you know that. I'll let everybody know that I'm very happily married to a female, and I'm as cisgendered as it gets, and I'm proud of it. My sexual prowess caters exclusively to the ladies, and I'm spoken for. So that's where I'm going to stand for the rest of my life, and I don't care who hates me because of it.
Good for you, man.
Well, you know, they're attacking white males, whether it's 2022 or whether it's 1300. That one movie, Woman Kings, talking about the black African country over there, the homie, they only show, and I'm saying that they only show, but they put so much emphasis on them fighting the French, whereas they were killing their own neighbors. And some people are boycotting the film because of this slanted view of history that they're portraying. It really has gotten terrible. And these directors of this film were two white women.
Hmm. They were going for woke.
They're woke, yeah, absolutely.
And the thing I got pissed off, I said, well, why come you didn't use people of the country that you was filming it in, instead of bringing African-Americans over and covering them with that same grease that bodybuilders use, you know, that makes them darker?
No. are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Holy
the same
cow.
Grease that bodybuilders that the bodybuilders use to cover their body so they can get the details and the ripples on their muscles.
Wow.
And it actually turns them a bronze
wow.
color. That's what they was using to make those actors
I
from
think that's
America.
What it's called, a bronzer.
Yeah, they make those actors from America look darker. I say, well, what come you didn't use that people from the country? They would have looked better. They wouldn't have been overweight, for one thing.
So I'm still waiting Dad for too. Some debates to happen, Bianchi. The next
Democratic
on some versus Republican debate will be the first one.
Well, I don't know how a Democrat could even want to show up.
Well, of course they don't want to. They have nothing to run on. They can't win a debate. The only thing that they could say is Trump January 6th or racist.
That's all they got.
But they can only play that race card so often before it gets maxed out.
Yeah. I mean, I was down in Ocean City, Maryland. I had my Trump vest on, and I was getting a lot of compliments for it.
Hmm.
So. Even on the ferry from Cape May to either Maryland or Delaware, wherever it pulls into. People on the boat, they came up to me and they were like, thank you, man. That looks so cool.
Hmm.
You know.
So, Bianchi, anything else you're working on?
Well, that's about all for right now. There's a lot of things that's out there to talk about, but you probably already heard about them. I guess it's good to be alive.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have anything on Rosh Hashanah today.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year, Pooh.
Thank you, sir. I got some Tucker Carlson clips we can do up.
Yeah, why not?
Well, we got I don't remember whether this had Dan Bongino or not.
Who was the one? Who was the one that came out against Carlson the just recently?
I don't know.
Oh man!
Oh, but did you see when Brandon went to the, or Brandon had the Atlanta Braves come in for the World Series?
No.
And Brandon was saying anybody under the age of 15 go to his office.
What?
Yeah, I got the clip for you.
Holy!
It's a little bit of a long video though, but I'll play it.
Shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders, whether they're women, men, young, old, it's the way I've always been.
I'm not sorry for any of my intentions. I'm not sorry for anything that I have ever done. I've never been disrespectful intentionally to a man or a woman.
But your legs are going to be crisp.
Why is the Vice President of the United States of America touching me and kissing me and smelling me?
Somebody's uncomfortable with it. They can tell them in real time. But this is what Joe Biden does to kids.
Very, very good movie there. You should probably check it out, called Grope Back Biden. We look forward to its theatrical release. Maybe it will compete with Top Gun. It is truly a movie that we would want to watch, but unfortunately it's rated NC-17, and we won't be able to take the kids. Joe Biden today at the White House doing exactly what Joe Biden has done for literally decades, which is abuse children, abuse his power, and abuse his position. Joe Biden is a predator. We'll say it. Yes. Right here, right now, Joe Biden is a freaking predator. And if your kids or you are invited to the White House, some people have to go. I would never go. Are you kidding me? I also make sure that I don't walk my kids down dark alleys with men who are on drugs, who have their pants down, and who are like, you know, talking and breathing really heavily. But yeah, that's just me. Some people have to get invited to the White House and they have to go. So one of those groups of people is the Atlanta Braves. Every single time a major sports team wins a championship, they get invited to the White House, and it is usually very polite to go. Sometimes they don't, but normally you just go to the White House, you get the pat on the back, and then you go. The Atlanta Braves is one of those teams. The Atlanta Braves won the World Series last year, and now they are going to the White House. They get to go to the White House. Joe Biden gets to, like, polish the trophy and talk, and you talk with the president, and the president cracks wise, oh, I'm a White Sox fan, blah, 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 and then you ship out, right? You get your photo, and you ship out. But Joe Biden can't be normal, okay? Even at this family-friendly event, and a lot of these players bring their kids. So credit to the players, because the players literally briefed their kids on how creepy and horrifying and diseased and syphilitic and disgusting Joe Biden is and what a predator he is, because the kids actually played better defense in this clip than Tampa Bay Buccaneers played last night against the Green Bay Packers. Ladies and gentlemen, check this out. So Joe Biden's on stage here at the White House, and he has the team of Atlanta Braves behind him, okay? Joe Biden's doing his normal thing, all right? Now, everyone's expecting Joe Biden to just be like a complete jackass, not know what's going on, and not know what he's doing. So here's what the event looked like. Confused Joe Biden.
Well, folks, just going to do something now that is what they're looking for. You're going to reception.
Come on, I'm inclined to hold this in my hand.
We're going to get you right down in here.
So Joe Biden has no freaking clue what's going on. Joe Biden is just wandering around on stage like a bumbling idiot, and he is like being having essentially to be bossed around by the Major League Baseball players there at the White House to tell him what's happening inside of his White House.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold up your vice shirt.
All right.
What you saw there is the press corps having to tell Joe Biden how to take a photo. So they give Joe Biden a celebratory jersey, and it has his name on it, and this is classic. This is what happens. The Patriots win the Super Bowl. They give Donald Trump a jersey, so on and so forth, okay? What's really unnatural and not normal for a White House that Joe Biden doesn't know what the hell is going on. He's having to be bossed around by the press. He doesn't know what he's doing on stage. He's fumbling. He's clumsy. He's clearly riddled with dementia, and his brain is Swiss cheese. Now, there is one part of Joe Biden's brain that is still functioning, and it repulses us to say this. But it is the part of Joe Biden's brain that has an unusual and unnatural attraction to creeping on children, okay? That's just what it is. Let's just call it for what it is. At the end of this photo line that Joe Biden takes, he stops and he says, I want everyone to leave unless you're under 15. I kid you not. I'm about to play you the clip. I want everybody to leave unless you're under 15. And if you're under 15, you got to come up here and you got to sit on my lap. Let me touch you and smell you. Joe Biden doesn't say exactly that. He just does exactly that. So listen to Joe Biden cut an age limit for the number of people that he wants around him, saying if you're under 15, and then watch the kids. This is what's most important. Watch how the kids react. More importantly, how the players react behind them, presumably the children's parents.
Everybody under 15, come here. Come on. What's your name?
Will.
Come on, you guys.
Hey, y'all
look
over here.
Come on, honey. I got a daughter who's teaching all states, so come on.
Yo, my team is putting this up on social media right now. I'm asking them to give it to me while we're live. You got to see the slow motion reactions to these kids because there's a lot going on in that photo. You need to actually focus in on the children. You know, here's an amazing thing about children. And as a father of two children, and I want to have 4 or 5 or 10 children, I love children in the way that like God intended, right? Where it's like they're my children, and I love them as their father, and I want to raise them and protect them from predators like Joe Biden. Listen, man, there's something about children. They have an understanding of nature. Are you a parent out there? Let me know in the comment section. Are you a parent? Have you ever watched your child? Maybe you're not a parent. You're just somebody who has like nieces and nephews around. Everybody has engaged with a young child, a kid, and those kids end up not liking specific people. It is nature. It is a superpower that children have where they just end up not liking people. And oftentimes the people that the kids don't like, the person that like scares the kids are like the creepers, like the weirdos. Sometimes they don't mean any harm, but kids, like my kids, for instance, can be really weirded out by like, a homeless man or a drug addict or somebody who's like making unwanted advancements towards them. Kids have that sense, right? They are not primed by society yet to try and be polite and suffer through it. Kids are just straight up like, what the hell is wrong with you, creep? Get away from me. You smell like moldy cabbage that has been covered in rotted Munster cheese, and it is disgusting. Your skin feels like a hot Werther's original. It is dripping and sick and sticky. And stop touching me. Like, your dandruff is like getting on, and you're spitting everywhere with your giant fake teeth and your fake hair. This is like a thing that kids have. So these kids, they end up like seeing this in real time, and they're like, I don't want anything to do with that guy. Now, we don't know if these parents of these MLB players, if you were a parent and you brought your kid to the White House, you'd be very wise to coach your kid, like, do not go around the geriatric old man who's going to try and touch and feel and smell you. And don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, we have those clips for you in just a second. We will prove to you exactly what a predator Joe Biden is. Joe Biden is just getting these kids' authentic, raw responses. Again, these kids weren't supposed to be on stage. This wasn't a kids' event. This is an event for a Major League Ball team. So watch this. This is the clip of the kids slowed down. Pay attention to how the kids are responding to Joe Biden. Watch how they react to Joe Biden. Tell me if this isn't a premonition, a second natural instinct for these kids to say, get the hell away from me. I don't like you. There's something wrong about your spirit, you sick, old, diseased predator. Listen, man, it's bad news. Joe Biden's a predator, and he shouldn't be anywhere near the White House. He should be nowhere near power. This is a man who has often and regularly abused power for his own personal gain, and he has done so sexually. We believe in Tara Reid. I'm sorry. If you fact checker out there, whatever, like, you know, like, we believe in Tara Reid, okay? Like, Tara Reid had a bunch of corroboration for what she had to say about Joe Biden. She never got her questions answered. Joe Biden never had to answer a scintilla for this, for a staff member that worked for her that says that Joe Biden sexually assaulted her. Now, Joe Biden seems to be perfectly open and accepting of the fact that he had inappropriate relationships with, like, really young people. This is a clip from Friday, Joe Biden saying, yo, hey, I think you owe me a hello. You know, when I met you, I was 30 and you were 12.
But guess what? We got a lot to do. You got to say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway, this woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
How is this a lot? What kind of a morally repulsive group of people are Democrats that they would allow this to happen and this to continue? I don't know. Neither does my old boss, Tucker Carlson.
Well, it'll be interesting to know. Unfortunately, when he spoke in Washington today, he didn't really tell us. He said he got, as he often does, sidetracked and went off about some relationship he had with a 12-year-old girl. Watch this.
You gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
It's hilarious. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30. Anyway. What? What was Joe Biden talking about? Who was he talking about? What exactly was he describing? It sounded like a late-life confession. We don't know, actually. For once, the White House is not clarifying what Joe Biden said. They're just walking away slowly. And the New York Times is never going to get to the bottom of it, obviously. Not just because they're Democratic partisans, which they are, but because, like everybody else, they don't take Joe Biden very seriously when he talks. Whatever Biden's other talents may be, shelling for credit card companies or having Michael Jackson-level plastic surgery or showering with his daughter, he has a lot of trouble talking. He's not good at that. He rambles. He doesn't finish his thoughts, such as they are. He makes bizarre, unexclaimed claims, like the one you just heard. Joe Biden, again, whatever you say about him, is not an articulate man.
So, Joe Biden there inspiring Tucker Carlson to have the greatest chyron in the history of cable news. The chyron there saying, come on, lady, it's shower time. Tucker Carlson, of course, alluding to Ashley Biden's diary, where she talks about inappropriate showers with her father. I mean, what are we supposed to say here, man? What are we supposed to say here? The diary was validated by federal agents. And that's what it said. I mean, like, okay, who's going to answer for that? Who's going to answer for Hunter Biden? Who's going to answer for who raised these kids? At some point, you have to, like, draw the line and say, who created all of the phobias and the brokenness inside of these children? What kind of a creep did that? Well, it's exactly the kind of a creep who would talk about his granddaughter this way. You might recall Joe Biden kissed his granddaughter on the mouth, direct open-mouth kiss. We probably can pull up the photo of that. He talked about his granddaughter this way before, like, leaning in and sniffing a child's hair. This is the most uncomfortable 30-second clip of Joe Biden that may exist on the Internet. Are you prepared? Probably not.
And they all come back around age 19 to 21. But guess what? Granddaughters always love their grandpas. Doesn't matter. I'm taking my 17-year-old granddaughter, who is absolutely so smart and beautiful. We're walking on a college campus, and we're walking out, and she says, Pop, can we hold hands? Can you imagine your daughter saying that to you when you're 17? What? I used to love to drive, but they don't let me drive anymore. And I have a beautiful Corvette sitting in my garage. I can't.
Did you see him move in for the kill there? He moved in to sniff the girl's hair. He literally moved in. You can see him shove his nose directly through that girl's hair. By the way, this isn't just like Joe Biden making a mistake once. He does this all the time. There are dozens and dozens of video evidence of Joe Biden's predator nature. And by predator, we mean, like, listen, man, you know, we'll wait for substantiated, we'll wait for, like, substantiated facts to come out. But on tape, he is simply behaving in a way these kids don't like. He's taking advantage of his position and his power to physically abuse and invade someone's space like this. Or, like, you know, it doesn't have to be a little baby. It could be somebody in, you know, like, who's midlife. Could be somebody like the director of the Pentagon's wife.
For their trust and confidence. I've got a lot of thanks to give out here. First and foremost to my perfect wife.
It could be the daughter of your fellow senator from Delaware. Will anyone stop this man? He can't keep getting away with it. You should go to prison for stuff like that. I mean that. And quite frankly, if you ever did that to my kid at the mall or at the grocery store, if I ever found someone doing that, you wouldn't walk out of there. Hear me on that. So how does Joe Biden keep getting away with it? Power. And the sick, repulsive, disgusting people who are the parasites to power. They know they can't tell Joe Biden no. So they just allow the predator to roam free and hunt like this. Get the hell away from the children! It's been a long day, but, like, yo, guys, keep your kids away from Joe Biden. That's all we have to say. Keep your kids away from Joe Biden. This is, like, this is not something that should be even remotely controversial. Joe Biden's a predator, all right? We have physical video evidence in living color of Joe Biden being a predator. He was a predator today at the White House. He uses his power in order to invade people's personal space, touch them, and make them extremely uncomfortable. Like this.
Gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30.
Okay, so that's actually a meme. That is a doctored image. That is a meme. This, on the other hand, with the tongue and everything, is not doctored. Joe Biden with his granddaughter. Is there really a cabal of, like, secret perverts and, like, sexual derelicts who run this country? Man, you watch enough clips like this and you read enough Epstein stories and you start to realize, yeah, the answer is yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, Keep your kids away from Joe Biden. Do not let this be your kid. Did you see him grab the kid's arm? You see how the kid pulls away? That's a classic child move. If you've been around children, if you have children, you know that's a classic child move to try and protect themselves from the creepy old man who's going to abuse his power by abusing your kid. Do not allow it to happen to your children. Keep your kids away from Joe Biden, and more importantly, keep this entire country and all levers of power away from Joe Biden. Joe Biden is just destroying this country at a rate. It's unfathomable. It's neck-snapping. This is what we do every single night here, ladies and gentlemen. We bring attention, whether it's funny or whether it's dark, like today. And as a parent, this stuff like really grates on my soul, because evil always comes after the children. Jesus always said, like, protect these children. If you harm these children, it'll be better for you to have a giant rock wrapped around your neck and you to be chucked into the ocean. Jesus said, bring the kids to me, because it's kids like this that inherit the kingdom of heaven. Do not be mean to them. Do not cause them to go astray. It'll be better, like your fate, it'll be better for you to have never been born than the fate that awaits you if you allow these kids to go astray. So we'll leave it at that, ladies and gentlemen. Protect the children from these monsters. My name is Benny Johnson, and this has been our evening edition of The Benny Show.
All right, I got 1 2-minute clip I want to play real quick here.
Do you think America's big cities are safe?
Can you say more?
Well, we know that thefts and robberies are up about 20% in the first half of this year, so I'm wondering if he thinks America's big cities are safe.
Are you talking about the New York Times story specifically?
Is that what you're referring to? The murder rate is still 30% above its 2019 level. They're all from the Council on Criminal Justice. So we've seen some high-profile examples of this. The Washington Commanders running back was being mugged. He got shot. Karen Bass, member of Congress, had her house robbed. These are high-profile people. So should everyday Americans who are not in the public eye feel safe?
So I'll say this. That same story also stated that the crime is complicated and multifaceted. Look, this is a president who has secured historic funding to make sure that law enforcement has what it needs. Especially, and he was able to do this in the face of opposition from Republicans during a time where he inherited a rising crime rate from the previous administration. The president put forth the American Rescue Plan, and in that very plan, there was more than $300 billion to go to local states and local cities to make sure that they were able to hire law officers. They were able to hire, firefighters. They were able to hire people that were critical to their needs as they were dealing with a pandemic. Republicans voted against that.
So I guess to the original question, does President Biden think America's big cities are safe?
It is not a yes or no question. It is very much a question of what has he done? That's how we see the question, is what has he done to make sure that cities, and it doesn't matter if it's a big city or a small city, it doesn't matter if it's in a red state or a blue state, what matters is that we have the funding and we have done the work, put the policy forward to make sure that these cities, whether it's big or small, have what they need to protect their community, and that's what this president has done.
All right, so she couldn't answer whether or not Americans should feel safe. Hey, Beto and Pianchi, did you guys have anything on that Philadelphia Wawa?
No. What about what happened? No.
Well, they had hundreds of kids in there, and they totally destroyed that Wawa.
Oh, you know, then they flash mobbed
out.
Oh, they're just kids proof, you know, they're just they're feeling out the land, you know. It's a shame, but you know, that's just they got it out of their system, they won't do it again.
Wow. Hey, Canada finally decided today to get rid of their gene therapy mandates for travelers.
So you could enter into the country. We could go into Canada without the vaccine.
Yes, you can go without the juice now.
Oh. Okay, cool. Not that I want to go there, but
yeah. Well, maybe after Trudeau is out. But there's a huge push to get rid of Trudeau.
Well, we'll see what they do to Castro's kid.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they're done with him.
Man, well, they should have been done with him a long time ago, Poof.
Yeah, well, they stole that last election, so they were done.
Yeah, true. It's a shame.
So, anything else you're working on, Pianki?
No, not me. Not right now.
Well,
I am, but it comes day by day.
Okay.
Yeah, I say it comes day by day, but I'm going to back off and let you guys have it. It's about, you only got about a half hour left.
Yeah, I'm going to blow out of here in about 5 minutes.
Oh, well, when you blow out, I'll blow out. That's fine. All right, well, if we're done, we're done. So you know where to find me tomorrow.
This is true.
All right, well, I'll get my outro music together here. I'll save my voice for a few minutes. All right, Vito, I'm going to kick the outro music on. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, man. God bless you, Pooh. Thank you.
Feel everyone better. Else, I'll be back
Jackie, talk to you soon.
Please. Yes, thank you. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Fruit Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am...